From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Iran State Television says the elite Revolutionary Guard has successfully test-fired one of the country's longest-range missiles capable of striking Israel and U.S. bases in the Persian Gulf. Dale Gavlak reports.
Iran's English-language press TV said the Guard fired the Shahab-3 missile, which is capable of carrying a warhead. It has a range of up to 1,200 miles. Television also reported that several types of short- and medium-range missiles were also test-fired successfully during the exercises codenamed the Great Prophet 4. The missile tests come just days after Iran admitted the existence of a second nuclear facility built in secret. This has added urgency to talks with world powers in Geneva on Thursday. The West believes Iran is seeking nuclear weapons under the guise of a civilian energy program, charges denied by Iran. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel has won re-election, ending her so-called grand coalition with the left-wing Social Democrats. The win allows her to form a new government with the pro-business Free Democrats. The parliamentary election was the worst since World War II for the Social Democrats of Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier. President Obama phoned Merkel to offer his congratulations. The White House says the president told the German leader that he looks forward to continuing close cooperation with her. Congratulations also came from French President Nicolas Sarkozy. One top challenge facing the new government will be the eventual withdrawal of more than 4,200 German troops in Afghanistan. Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist and author William Safire died yesterday at the age of 79. NPR's Claudine Abade reports.
Safire wrote the column On Language for the New York Times Magazine from 1979 until earlier this month. The popular column explored the meanings, trends, and origins of words and phrases. He was also well known for writing a conservative op-ed column for the paper from 1973 to 2005. Before joining the Times, he was a speechwriter for former President Richard Nixon and Vice President Spiro Agnew. He told NPR's Morning Edition last year of how he came up with one of his most famous alliterative phrases.
When I was a speechwriter, Dwight Eisenhower had used prophets of gloom and doom to attack defeatists. And so I came up with nattering nabobs of negativism.
The wordsmith died Sunday in hospice care in Rockville, Maryland, while battling pancreatic cancer. Claudine Abate, NPR News, Washington.
Japanese share prices fell to the lowest close in 2 months today. The Nikkei average fell by 256 points, or 2.5%. Oil prices fell below $66 a barrel in Asian trading. Benchmark crude for November delivery was down by 58 cents to $65.44 a barrel. This is NPR News. Despite causing worldwide outrage and charges of racism, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has repeated his wisecrack describing President Barack Obama as tanned. NPR's Silvia Poggioli has a report from Rome.
Speaking to a crowd of his conservative followers in Milan, Berlusconi said, "I bring greetings from a person who is called a person who is suntanned." The prime minister then took a jab at the First Lady Michelle Obama. "You wouldn't believe it," he said, "but they go sunbathing at the beach together. His wife is also suntanned." Shortly after the president's election last November, Berlusconi drew widespread criticism at home and abroad when he said the victor is young, handsome, and even has a good tan. Berlusconi, who has been embroiled in a sex scandal, openly describes himself as a ladies' man. European media have given wide coverage to photos showing Berlusconi ogling Michelle Obama at the G20 summit in Pittsburgh. The First Lady held out her arm for a handshake with Berlusconi after having greeted many leaders with a kiss. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
French and Polish governments have reacted with anger at the arrest of director Roman Polanski Saturday in Switzerland. European newspapers are reporting that French President Nicolas Sarkozy hopes for a speedy resolution to the arrest of Polanski, who is a dual citizen of France and Poland and married to a famous French singer. Polanski is wanted in Los Angeles for child rape 3 decades ago. The woman, who was 13 years old when she was raped, is on record as wanting the case dropped. The Los Angeles Times reports that extraditing Polanski to California could take up to 2 months. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.